In case you're not following USFL football, our local team, the Michigan Panthers, is already qualified for the playoffs. Still got a couple games left to go. They're rivaling the Lions. Suddenly, this is just football town USA.
That's what it is.
Yeah. We can't fail. We're too big to fail.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Well, coach of the Panthers, Mike Nolan, on the line with us right now. Hi, Mike.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, congratulations to you guys. We just wanted to acknowledge the way that you're winning, despite the fact that it seems like every 5 minutes you lose a quarterback or somebody else. I mean, you are injury snake bit this season. How have you been able to rack up this record, especially at key positions, losing so many players?
You know, we've been fortunate. Although I will say, you know, when you combine the two leagues last year from 16 teams down to 8, everybody's twice as good as they were a year ago. So there's a little more depth on everyone's squad.
Right.
And I think for us, fortunately for us, we've kind of benefited a little bit at the quarterback position to have some guys that could play. So now I must be honest, we weren't necessarily sure, you know, how good the backups were. But nonetheless, they've proven to do a good job. The last couple of weeks, we've alternated, I guess you could say, our third and fourth quarterbacks, at least from the standpoint of where we started at, and they've, you know, obviously we've come away with two wins, so they both have done a really good job for us. But we should get Danny Etling back. He was our second quarterback, and Danny played very well for a couple weeks, got a couple wins, but we should get him back in the next week or two, which would be nice. And then I'm not sure if EJ is going to make it back, but I think he'll be eligible in a week or so. So, you know, so we're getting guys healthy at the time. It's most important because we go into the playoffs in a couple weeks, and you know, naturally, that's when you want to be at your full strength.
How has the support been here in Detroit?
You know, it's been really good. We've not been in town as we were last year. Last year, we did all of our practices and everything in Ann Arbor over EMU, I should say, in Ypsilanti. This year, all 8 teams are in Arlington, Texas, and then we fly to Detroit for our home games. So we had 5. We're finished now with our home games. We had 5 home games in Detroit, had we won the division, you're supposed to have home field advantage, so we should have had a 6th home game in Detroit, but there was a little complication with Ford Field on one hand, and then naturally I don't know that we're going to win out the division to have it at home. I think Birmingham, you know, is going to come away with that, so we'll go to Birmingham to play the playoff game, you know, regardless now, because, again, we can't go to Detroit. So Birmingham's the other team that has clinched the playoff spot as well. So that's where we'll go to play our playoff game, and that's in another 3 weeks.
Mm. And they're undefeated, right?
They are. They are 8-0. Yep, we're 6-2.
And then if you win that playoff game, what happens next?
Then you have the championship game. There's 1 week of playoffs and then the championship game, and that's between the USFL winner, which is 4 teams, and the XFL winner, which is made, you know, 4 teams that came down to 1. So the winner of the two, it's kind of like the AFC, NFC, and the NFL. We've got the USFL and the XFL, and again, we come together to play the USFL championship game.
it's just football. Where will that championship game be?
Championship game is going to be in St. Louis. They've decided already before that. They said before the season, as a matter of fact. St. Louis is one of the hubs that has the most participation throughout, you know, from a fan standpoint. We were averaging, I think, just under 10,000 for the season, maybe 8,000, something like that, at home for our 5 home games. And I think St. Louis is like 34,000. They've had quite the turnout for their games. Yeah.
Well, because they're missing a real, you know, an NFL team, so they're
yes,
you know.
Yeah, they don't have, and I think that's a big part of it without question. And but anyhow, it's the turnout's been very good. I think we're definitely above what we were a year ago, although we're not in town all the time. I think that helps when you're in town because you have cheerleaders and marketing people that the team gets to you know, they kind of partake in some community events a little more often and create a little more interest when you're in town, but that'll happen in time. Right now, they're just we're crawling, as they say, before we start running.
Right.
And we're going to crawl in Arlington is what they're doing.
And has your kicker kicked any more 64-yard field goals since we last talked?
No, not 64, but he's got a 62, a 60, and there's some 50s. He's kicked several over 50. I know that. Yeah. We, So, but you never know. You know, if it comes down to a game winner, he's prepared.
Hey, try it from 70.
You know? Yeah,
it comes down to the game winner.
You got to lose.
Well, we just wanted to acknowledge it, Mike, and congratulate you for the the game. The Panthers don't always get the attention that they deserve. Yeah. We want to make sure that we put a good spotlight on a lot of good players who are trying really hard and winning big.
Right.
So we got another winning team here in Detroit. Congratulations to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, we got good football going on in Michigan, don't we?
We sure do. We'll be looking forward to the games to come. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having us on.
All right. It's 760 WJR.